Madam President,
and friends of Harvard, I'm proud and pleased to stand here today to speak on behalf of the students of Harvard University. And I am full of hope about what President Faust's installation will bring. I believe that we are entering a new era of student citizenship at Harvard. Signs of this new era are all around us. First and foremost, on this historic day, we Harvard students have been given the model of an extraordinarily active citizen. As a young woman, Drew Faust, in her own words, was the rebel who did not just march for civil rights and against the Vietnam War, but who fought endlessly with her mother, refusing to accept her insistence that this is a man's world. As a scholar and as the Dean of Radcliffe, President Faust continued to prove her commitment to her values. She exemplifies a citizenship that is both critical and passionate. But our new president is not the only reason we are hopeful for the future of student citizenship at Harvard. Last year, the Faculty of Arts and Sciences created a new general education curriculum that aims to, and I quote, prepare students for civic engagement. Through the curriculum, Harvard has declared that students must be educated as future citizens. This goal, though worthwhile to its core, is not enough. It fails to address something equally important. Students are not just future citizens. We are citizens now. We are citizens of our university. As many of you in the audience once did, we eat here, we sleep here, we come together to celebrate and mourn here. Harvard is our home. However, while students are recognized as legitimate citizens of our respective nations, at Harvard, we are sometimes denied full and active participation. Well, like President Faust, I too believe in progress, and I refuse to accept that this is a faculty and administrator's world. Students have already shown the power of their civic engagement despite limitations imposed from above. These last few years, student activism has helped to create a women's center, a more sensible academic calendar, and of course, a new curriculum that will lead Harvard into the 21st century. Students have also contributed to Harvard's moral achievements by insisting upon a fairer contract with security guards and initiating our first steps to divestment from Darfur. But the road to progress has been long and difficult, and students have rarely been welcome on it. Indeed, we have been frustrated at many turns. The principles of free inquiry and open debate that are so proudly enshrined in Harvard scholarship have not been present in university governance. As it stands, students lack voting representation in the administration's judicial body, the Ad Board, and on the faculty's legislative floor. To be clear, we are systematically excluded from decision-making, even among what ought to be Harvard's most representative bodies. And this must change. If, as the general education curriculum espouses, Harvard students are to become better citizens, then the university must recognize our legitimate role in our community. If Harvard aims to reach its fullest potential as a university, then this sense of decisions made behind closed doors, this disempowerment of students, this denial of citizenship must end now. President Faust. We students welcome your installation and look forward to what we can achieve together. I can tell you, as one president to another, that change does not come easily to these hallowed grounds. But this I pledge to you today and every day, students can be counted among your staunchest allies as you work toward progress. Should your installation bring forth the era of student citizenship for which I so fervently hope, the Harvard community will continue to inspire. We expect nothing less than greatness from you, as we know you will accept nothing less than greatness from us, the student citizens of Harvard University.